Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Thank you so much for this time, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity to speak to your people, Lord God. God, I ask that you speak to me as well as speak through me, Lord God. God, that you move in this place, Lord God. God, that you give us ears to hear what you're saying, a mind and a desire in our hearts to want to apply this word, Lord God. And not just keep it there, but share it with someone this week, Lord God, or even this night, Lord God, whether it's on social media, whatever the case may be, Lord God. We ask that you just move in this place. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So when Marquise told me the theme of Rise Up, God just said, just stay there. And he reminded me of when you're trying to go to another level in a building, you either have to take the stairs or you take an elevator. So it causes you to have a little bit of faith and trust. Why? Because you're taking those stairs and you're trusting that as I go up these stairs, I'm going to get to where I need to go. Or if I get in this elevator and I push level four, I'm going to level four. I'm not going to go down to the basement, but I'm going up. So a lot of times we find ourselves that we try and get somewhere and we're trying to do it on our own strength and we may get lost. But we need to realize and we need to allow God to be our GPS. We need to allow him to direct us the right way. Allow him to navigate us the right way. We're going to get in the first scripture. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses aside, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I have promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates. All the Hittites country and all the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you in all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and good courage because you lead the people to inherit the land I swore to your ancestors to give them. He said, be strong and courageous. That's what we heard preached yesterday. But God wanted to remind us that we need to be strong and of good courage. If God said it, then he's going to do it. A lot of times God will speak to us, and because we're thinking I'm so low or I'm inadequate, I don't have all the resources, I'm not that smart, I'm not that talented, so we begin to just fall victim to all the lies we were taught over the years, and so we think, oh, I can't do it. I'm not that good. I'm not that talented. But just like we heard about David, who was a little boy, he was able to do all that God had designed him to do because he wasn't afraid, he wasn't scared. And as we look at, we're going to go to Exodus. So we're going to back up a little bit in the Bible and go to Exodus 4 and start at verse 1. Moses answered, if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, Lord did not, appear to you. Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. The Lord said, throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake. And he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out his hand and he took hold of the snake and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This said the Lord is so that they may believe that the Lord, your God of the fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has appeared to you. A lot of times we forget what we have in our hand. We forget that I have a voice, so I am able to speak. We forget that God has called me to be a prayer warrior, so therefore I must use that gift that he has given me. We forget that he has given us the gift of maybe encouraging someone. So we forget to encourage someone because we're thinking, oh, I can't do it. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. We get into a part, I don't know about you, but I know for myself, sometimes I go through valleys where I feel like, oh, I can't do it. God said, I called you. I formed you. And I said, this is what I've given you, so therefore use what you have. A lot of times we feel like, oh, this problem is too big and I can't do it. God said, what have I given you? I said, well, God, I'm praying. And he said, just that, you're praying. So begin to pray like you know how. Begin to speak like you know how. And we have to have that boldness, that desire to want to use that gift. Sometimes we sit down on those gifts and say, well, I'm not in front of this person or I'm not doing that. I'm not the pastor. And so we think that we're little. But God can use even a little child to get his will done, even to get his point across. But if we present ourselves available, then we can rise to the occasion and stand and do what he has called us to do. As long as we present ourselves, as long as we're able and we take what's in our hand and we allow it to be used for him. The next scripture we're going to go to is Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, and we're going to start at verse 1. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness over the peoples. But the Lord rises on you, and in his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings brightness of your dawn. God said for us to arise and be a light. We just had the election going on, and there's a lot of people that are confused. There's a lot of people upset because they don't know who God is. They don't know that even though we have someone as president, God's still in control. We serve a big God that can do the impossible. We serve a big God that sits high and looks low, yet he's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere at the same time. So while I'm struggling here in Seattle, there's someone in New York that needs to cry out to him. There's someone in Africa that needs to cry out to him. We serve a big God, but as we rise to the occasion and we let our light shine, because whenever we're speaking, there's always someone listening. There's always someone looking to see, is she really serving God? She says she's saved, but is she really, how is she going to act when this gossip goes on around about her? How is she going to act when this situation crashes and they're saying, okay, we're going to send you home without pay? Is she upset? Is she frustrated? What's she doing? People are watching your every move. So you have to be a light to everyone you come in contact with. We have to arise to the occasion, not let things frustrate us, not let things shake us up. I have a coworker that has been difficult with time after time. And I've been praying. At first I was getting frustrated. I was like, man, Marquise, this and this is happening. He's like, babe, just pray. Just pray. I was like, man, should I go to the supervisor? What should I do? And he's like, babe, you're going to be all right. And so then I begin to pray. And I said, you know what? It's not enough just to pray at home about the situation. But let me stop when everything is going on and pray at my desk and begin to worship. And so I begin to pray and worship, and things have begun to shift. And as I begin to pray at my desk, I say, you know what? I'm going to put on this podcast. And as the word is being spoken to me, I'm going to just let my actions shift the atmosphere around me. So now this lady comes, oh, can you please help me? Now she's using the manners. Now she's, oh, I need your help with this. And she used to talk over me and not let me say anything. And I'm like, I'm trying to explain, but she wouldn't take the answer. She said, oh, I know. And I used to get frustrated. My flesh used to rise up. I said, but why did you come to me? And God said, you know what? You don't even have to say those comments. Just begin to pray. So as I begin to pray, she said, oh, I need your help. I don't understand this. So I begin to explain it to her. And I say, you know, this is what I think. But, you know, you can go to the supervisor and supervisor can, you know, show you the which way to go, show you the right answer. And she's like, no. That looks right. What you said, it's making sense now. Because as I begin to pray and as I begin to let God rise in me and not my flesh, you know, because that's the battle on a day-to-day basis. A lot of times we say, oh, no, I'm going to handle this myself. And we want to take things in our own matter, in our own hands. And a lot of times that leads to destruction. That leads to confusion. It causes a more mess. But as I begin to worship, things begin to happen. I know one day this week, things were going, different systems were crashing, different things were going on, and people were frustrated. And different things were happening. And so-and-so tried to come and tell me something. I said, you know what? We're not even talking about any of that today. We're not going through any of that drama. Yes, everything's going wrong, but you know what? We do have this module we can work in, so let's just do that. And let's stay positive. Let's get done what we can so that when it comes back up, we can be on top of things. And they're like, man, why do you have such a good attitude? I say, because I have the joy of the Lord. And why be sad and be frustrated and try and sit there and not do anything when you can get some of it done while you can? And they said, man, you have good work ethic. And more, I hear my supervisor come to me, man, Precious, just don't leave, okay? Because I came and I talked to her earlier this week. She said, man, this means two things. Either you're going to leave me right now, or that means you're going to be off for a little while. And I said, you know what? You're right. I'm going to be off for a little while. And I should have put on my resume, I'm not leaving until God says so, like the man said yesterday. But I just thank God for favor. When you begin to worship God and begin to allow him to order your steps, he'll give you favor. He'll begin to give you favor. So the supervisor, hey, Precious, how do you work this and this? Or we're going to have someone sit with you from training because we need them to understand the whole process. And I'm like, Lord, there's other people. No, I want you to do it. She said, you know, you just have something good about you where you can train well and you are approachable. So I don't understand why you have problems with these different people because you're approachable. I said, you know what? I don't know either. But you know what? I don't care. Because why? I'm a child of God. And I'm going to let his light shine no matter what. I'm not going to let it faze me. Because I can arise to the occasion and do what he wants me to do.
We're just halfway through this sermon. But our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Next scripture we're going to go to is Luke 22:46. Luke 22:46 said, why are you sleeping? He asked them. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. You know, a lot of times we fall into temptation because we haven't been praying enough. Because we haven't had that shield up, that guard up, so that when temptation comes, we can fight that battle. Or we can say, I'm not even giving in to that. But because we haven't stayed up and prayed enough, we need to pray. And we need to pray more now than ever before. Ezra 10:4 says, rise up. This matter is in your hands. I will support you. So take courage and do it. A lot of times God is telling us to do something, but we feel, oh, it's just me. No, God believes in you. So you need to take that stand and take that step forward and do what he has commanded you to do. We have to begin to ask God for boldness. When I first got saved and I really decided in my teens that I was going to take a stance for God. And I knew that if I was going to take a stance for God, I needed his boldness because I was a shy person. And I would never be up here when I was that young. I've never seen this coming. But as I prayed and I gave my life to God, I said, God, I need that boldness. And instantly I began to pray with boldness and authority. Why? Because he showed me who he was. And he let me know that I am a child of the King. So I can pray with boldness. I can speak with boldness. Why? Because I'm his. And we need to rise up and take that stance and know that God has called us and he is going to help us through it. Amen. The next scripture we're going to go to is James chapter 1. I'm almost done. We're going to go to James chapter 1. James 1, verse 2, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all who find fault. And it will be given to you. So he told us to ask. To ask. A lot of times we forget to ask him. We just think, oh, I don't know if God could do that. Why don't you ask? If you don't open your mouth, it's not going to happen. It was funny when Marquise was interested in me. He got with his brothers, and they were like, hey, a closed mouth don't get fed, man. So he's like, all right, man, I just got to ask her. But God reminded me of that. A closed mouth don't get fed. How are you going to know if you don't ask? But with us rising up, well, yeah, 14 years later, we know you asked, babe. But with us rising up, we have to know that there's going to be a process, and we have to prepare. I found this quote by Abraham Lincoln. It says, if I was to chop down a tree and I only have 4 hours, I would spend the first two sharpening my axe. He's going to spend the first two sharpening his axe. That means he's preparing so that when he gets ready to chop that tree down, when he gets ready, he's going to be able to do it in a short time. A lot of times we don't spend time to prepare. We take time to do other things, but we don't want to prepare. When we're getting ready for a battle, you need to prepare. When someone's getting ready for a game, you're not going to just get out there, okay, we're just going to do this. You will look all a mess out there on the field or on the court. You're not going to know what to do. But when you prepare, when you practice, you begin to know what you're supposed to do. When you prepare, that's in your word. When you prepare, that's on your face before God. That's studying. That's reading. That's hearing for God, waiting on God. That's you preparing. Just like there is a third string. If I understand football right, there could be someone that's on the third string or second string. They're not starting the game, but they practice. So that if they need to go in there, they're ready. And a lot of times we want to stay in the third string and just be spectators. And yeah, it's a good game. It's going good. But we're just watching for the sidelines. God's calling us higher. He's calling us to be able to be that first string. He wants us to be able to get in the game and know what to do. So we have to prepare ourselves. Even if you are sitting back for a little bit, you need to be preparing. You need to be in that process of saying, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? So that when you send me, I will be ready. So that when you call me, I will be ready. I know God had called me to speak to people. And I said, God, it's just me. And he told me to speak to this pastor. I said, God, I don't know if I could do that. But because he told me what to say, and I listened, so I was prepared. He said, just go and be my vessel. I said, God, no, I don't know if I could do it. It's just me. He said, if you don't do it, I'll send someone else to do it. And I said, okay, God, okay. And I went to the pastor, and I said all that I had to say. I'm like, God, this is the pastor. I'm still shaking. I'm scared, and I'm talking to her. And she said, you know what? I prayed about this morning. And I said, God, I need a sign right now. And because I was obedient and I knew his voice, so I prepared, so I knew his voice. And I knew what he wanted me to do, and I was obedient, I could do it. We need to rise to the occasion. God is telling us some things, and we have been scared to do them. Why? Because, God, I'm not usually in the front, or God, I don't usually do stuff like that. God said, now's your time. I'm calling you higher, and will you be available? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Have you prayed? Have you been on your face before God? A lot of times we say, God, why aren't you using me like you use that person? He said, you're still in the preparing process. It's not your time to rise up, but you need to be ready so that when he does call you, you're ready. You're not afraid. You see, David had to prepare. He had to fight a lion and a bear. He had to prepare. That was his preparation for when he went up against Goliath. I bet you if he hadn't fought the bear and the lion, he might have been just a little scared, but like, God, are you sure you want to use me? And I only got some rocks. You sure you want to use me? But because he prepared and he knew who his God was, he was able to stand with authority and using what he had in his hand. He didn't want to take the armor that they tried to give him, but he used what he had in his hand. What is in your hand that you need to use? What is in your hand that God is telling you to use? A lot of times we say, well, God, I can't do it. I don't know. And we question what God has given us. But God gave you that voice for a reason. God gave you those gifts for a reason. Now it's up to you to use what you have when the time comes. We have to prepare. There's a few quotes I want to read, and then I'll be done. First quote, it says, you only fail when you stop trying. A lot of times we try and figure out why we failed, but it's because we stopped trying. We have to stop and just continue to trust God. The next one is, when you put God first, you will never be last. Why? Because we're on God's side, and he'll lead us and direct us. Next one, your talents is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. So if you don't want to give anything back to God, sit down on your gifts. But if you want to give all that you got and give him the best gift ever, is worshiping him with all that you have, go ahead and let him use you. The last one says, Lord, use me for your glory. That should be our prayer on a daily basis. God, use me for your glory, not so that I can be seen, not so that people can say, look at that girl, she's doing it. No, look at the God in me and know that the God in me could be the Jesus in you, the God in you. So remember to use what you have for his glory. It's time for us to rise up and take a stance and do what he has called us to do. Use what's in your hand and continue to let him use you. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.